Welcome back to Kill Them All, the podcast about world domination. I am Baba Lysaga, the Witch of Borovia, here to interview another villain. This week, we are sponsored by Mold Hearts Matchmaking. Standing atop a tower and surveying the realm you have conquered is a breathtaking experience, but wouldn't it be even more breathtaking with a life partner? Or several? Let the Mold Hearts find your romantic match. I myself have gotten used to the unending loneliness of immortality, but you don't have to. Candidates are thoroughly screened. You won't find a single do-gooder in a bunch. Or, if you do, do us all a favor and disembowel them. The last thing we need are good people infiltrating our safe spaces. Speaking of dating, we have an expert here on the show. Please welcome Lithula the Succubus.
Thank you for having me.
You're really quite stunning. That red teddy is fire. But that makes sense because you are a succubus. Your entire job is to seduce, correct?
That's right.
I love how calculating you are. Tell me more about your strategic seduction techniques.
I trade in souls. Sex is just a way for people to sign the contract. So the men are all pretty easy. They take one look at me and that's it. I explain that they'll be burning in hell for all eternity afterwards, but they don't seem to be able to think past the next 5 minutes.
Or 20 minutes, perhaps?
No, usually 5 minutes gets the job done with them.
You're reminding me about what sex was like. I haven't dusted off my bits in ages, but even I think that 5 minutes would be insufficient for most purposes.
How long has it been since you had sex?
Well, I only ever did it that one time. I summoned an incubus, a male counterpart of yours, and we bathed in goat's blood while he ate my ovaries. I rode him all the way to immortality. And it took longer than 5 minutes.
What's his name? I might know him.
It was hundreds of years ago. I couldn't recall his name. He had long curved horns, a barrel chest, and gorgeous pink skin with lots of chest hair.
But you must know now the power of sex. You become immortal from it.
Oh yeah, it was quite potent. It's not a power I want to tap all that often though these days.
And why not?
Well, look at me. I'm old. Nobody wants me the way that incubus did. Those days are in the past.
Honey, no matter what you look like, someone out there thinks you're gorgeous. And you can tap into their desire to practice sex magic.
Well, I'll think about it. Maybe I should contact Mule Hearts myself.
It's a powerful witchcraft that you abandon at your own peril, my dear. Just consider the possibility.
But anyway, this show is about your exploits. You were saying that men are easy.
Right. It's easy to snatch their souls. Women are more difficult, which makes them interesting. Half the time, we just giggle and blush back and forth. Also, mortals have this thing called a sexual orientation that is occasionally pretty rigid.
Yeah, I never understood that myself.
It's important to many people, but those who have an inkling of an interest, I try to reel them in.
And do you have any tips for those that are sapphically inclined?
I usually start with a sincere compliment. Then, if the person is really beautiful, I do my best not to run away.
Oh, so you're a somewhat bashful succubus.
Only with women.
That does sound more difficult.
It's worth it. The souls I get from women are 10 times as pure as those from men.
Well, I hope you can keep at it.
I plan to.
What else do you get up to besides trapping people's souls with sex?
You know, I am really privileged to be one of the few devils that gets to walk the globe rather than stay in the nine hells. I love a good hike. I usually go to Daggerford Forest, usually. Or I might just wander down to the beach. The Sword Coast has so many ecosystems to explore.
Yeah, I can't imagine the views in Nine Hells are all that varied.
It's mostly endless fire, which fire is nice to look at, but I imagine staring at it for a millennia would be a bit boring. I'm a cosmopolitan sort of devil.
I'm a bit of a hiker, too. I love finding death cap mushrooms.
Oh, you'll have to tell me about that. For succubi, it's the best practice after a seduction to murder the person. To make sure they don't have time to repent. And I ordinarily just snap their necks. But it would be nice to give them a death cap tea and chat with them while they drift off.
The death cap is green with a white stripe and gills. You can find it most places in Toril. Nothing like a good poisoning to keep the blood flowing.
Well, there are a few things. I really want to encourage you to think about what we discussed. Sex is powerful. Just consider it.
Don't worry, I'll definitely be thinking about it, but I'll need a feather duster to get rid of the cobwebs on my bits.
And, like I said, someone out there is definitely into that.
Well, thank you, Lithula. It's been a tremendous pleasure. Thanks for coming to the show.
My pleasure.
Lithula made me think about things I haven't thought about in a long, long time. Although sex magic brought me to immortality, I basically abandoned it after that. As one who's beyond life and death, I thought that the practice of life-making was beyond me. But Lithula showed me sex is about more than that. It's about connection. And it's also about reaping people's souls immediately afterwards. Villains near and far, heed our call. We want to talk to you. Join our show, especially you ladies out there. Until next time, kill them all!